Kesa Sasefer Simen Yud Seif Gimel. Just a reminder that in this go around, we're doing shortened shiurim of Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, and Bezer Hashem. In the next machzor, we will give more full shiurim. Seif Gimel. Ketzad Mekadshei. How is one Mekadish the Shem Hashem? Oimer Koidim Ksivasa. He says before he writes the Shem, Hineni Koisiv L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Before he writes the Shem, he says those words, Hineni Koisiv L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, I'm writing L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. V'yesh Aymrim D'Sagi B'machshava. There are those that say that you don't actually have to say it, it's enough to think it. A person could think, I'm writing the Shem Hashem, L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. She'yichoshev B'machshavtoi Shehu Koisiv L'Shem Kedushas Hashem, V'yesh L'Ismeich Al Zeh B'di'evid. The Di'evid, one can rely on this opinion that Machshava is enough, but L'chatchila, we require Amira. L'chatchila, one should say L'shem Kedushas Hashem, but Di'evid, it's enough to merely think it. The Lishkas HaSeifer and Sif Katan Dalad, with the asterisk, over there he discusses the idea that Machshava alone is enough. He brings the Bach that says that Machshava is enough, and he asks kashes on that Bach. Then he proves that the Das of the Rambam and the Sefer HaTruma is to be Mekel, that Machshava is enough. And he says that according to the Rosh and the Tor, the way the Taz learns them, Machshava is also enough. So therefore, that's the reason for the Psak up top, where he says that one can be Seimech on the Shita, that Machshava works, B'di'evid, because he has these Rishonim that hold that Machshava works. Seif Dalet. But what if he didn't say L'Shem Kedushas Hashem and he didn't even think L'Shem Kedushas Hashem? Hareza Apostle. In that case, we cannot be machshir this stam item. V'kevon shenifsal, and once it's possible, lo mahani mashi yavar olav achakach b'kulmas l'kadshoi. Being mavir kulmas on top of the shem is not going to help, even if you do it l'shma. Even one Shem Hashem that he forgot to be Mekadish, and he doesn't recall which Shem it was, who nifsal kol and he doesn't remember which Shem it is, nifsal kol ha-Sefer Torah. The entire Sefer Torah becomes puzzle just because of that one Shem that he wasn't Mekadish, that he can't remember where it is. Azoy zok de beis lechem Yehuda, in the name of the halachas ktanis, and he says, "Ayin b'sefer melachas hakodesh b'sefer sefer." The sefer melachas hakodesh was written by the tshuva me'ava, and at the end of the sefer over there, he has a tshuva to his son-in-law concerning a sefer who forgot to be mekadesh one shem in a sefer Torah, and he doesn't remember where it is. And the question is whether or not that yiriyah is considered to be bottle. So that's that tshuva that's brought in the Melechas HaKodesh. Says the Keses HaSeifer in Seif Hey, Hoya Koisiv Beis Oigimel Shemus. If a Seifer is writing two or three Shemus in a row, for instance, at the beginning of Shema, so you write Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu Hashem. So over there you have three Shemus in a row. So Hoya Koisiv Beis Oigimel Shemus, L'chatchila Yesh L'kadish Kol Shem B'fnei Atzmei. L'chatchila, the Sefer should be Mekadosh all three Shemus, or all two Shemus, the Kol Chad Shem Shalem Hu, because each one is a Shem. So Mameli should be Mekadosh each one. The Kavana Achrisahu, and each one has its own Kavana. That's L'chatchila, the proper thing to do. U'b'di'evit, says the Kesses, Dai B'kedusha Achas, it's enough with just one Kedusha. In other words, you could say L'Shem Kedusha is Hashem, and go ahead and write all three Shemus, L'kulon. Provided that he's not mafsik between the three Shemus, and he writes them all immediately after he says L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Azoy zokt the Bnei Yoina, and have a look, coming up in Sif Yud Beis, where this will be discussed. Sif Vav, Keshem Shehu Mechuyiv L'Kadesh Es Hashem, just like a Sefer needs to be Mekadesh the Shem, Hanechbad v'hanoira, kach osu loy l'kadesh, shem shehu choyel, kemo l'yeh l'choyel l'yim acherim. The same way, a sefer needs to be mekadesh a shem before he writes it, so too, it's osur for him to be mekadesh a shem that's not a Shem Hashem. In other words, we have the Shem Elohim. So before he writes the Shem Elohim, he has to be Mekadosh it. But then you have the word Elohim Acherim, which is not Hashem. So that's also to be Mekadosh. V'afilu Shem She'enoi Moira Al Ha'akum. Even a Shem that is not referring to a non-Jew, Rak Al Davar Acher. It's referring to a benign topic. K'moi Ad Ha'elohim Yavoi Dvar Shneim, which is referring to a judge, that pasuk. She'pirusha Lefnei Adayanim. So it's not talking about a goy, it's not talking about an avei dezar, it's just talking about a parva thing, a judge. V'chein yesh le'el yodoy ukadayme, which is also not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oser lekadshoy l'shmoy yisbarach shmoy. In all these cases, it's oser before one writes the shame. Even again, if it's not an avei dezar and it's not a goy, it's still oser to be mekadosh such a shame. The kevan shu choyel, because since it's not a Shem Hashem, rather it's a Shem Chol, ve'enai roi l'kodesh, it's not roi for Kedushas Hashem, havilei kemakdish b'alei mumen l'mizbeach, it's as though, it's as though he's makdish b'al mum to the mizbeach, which one is not allowed to do. Obviously, obviously an animal that one is makdish on the mizbeach needs to be not a b'al mum. Ayin birke Yosef, Simon Reish Ayin Vav, where over there the Birkei Yosef is very marich, explaining the Taz regarding the subject of Makdish Balimum and Lamizbeach. Vim Avar V'Kidshoi, what if he was Mekadish a shame which is not a shame of Hashem? Ayin Lekamon, Simon Yud Aleph, Sifte Zayin. Have a look over there, where over there he's Machria, that it's Osir to erase it, and one would need to be Mekader, meaning to cut it out from the Yiriyah. Well, nowadays one would perhaps be koilefit from the urea.